I am age 38. My sexual orientation is heterosexual. My country of origin is the USA. My first memory of having an orgasm, it was with a male partner, and he was performing oral sex on me, and I at the time I didn't know about the clitoris, and I didn't know that the feelings of ecstasy that I was having were coming from my clitoris. I really honestly didn't know what the hell he was doing down there, and I just felt generalized ecstasy in my body. And I had been reading about comparative religion all throughout my teenage years. And when I was feeling those feelings, it felt like everything I'd ever read about the Mother Earth goddess was just true. And I knew it was true because she was happening in my body. Like I was connected with the earth directly through those feelings of ecstasy and those waves of pleasure. My first memory of orgasm is also my first memory of any kind of sexual pleasure at all, any kind of sexual desire, my first orgasm. And the occasion of my first orgasm is also my first memory of sexual desire. Question 4, what does an orgasm feel like to me? What is the buildup and how do I know I'm about to have an orgasm? An orgasm feels to me like pulsating waves of ecstasy. That just go through me. Now I understand that those waves radiate out from my clitoris. But the buildup feels like heaven. The buildup feels like full body waves of pleasure just moving through me, radiating out from my clitoris. And I know I'm about to have an orgasm when they get very urgent. And the waves, I'm imagining on a graph, like there's a gentle undulation of like the curve of pleasure going up and down. And then when I'm about to have an orgasm, those curves get really sharp and high, and it's just incredible. Do all my orgasms feel the same? No. There are definite similarities between all of my orgasms. There's definitely always a series of waves and release. But some of my orgasms feel like they are more embodied in my entire body, whereas other orgasms feel more centered around my clitoris and my vulva. And some orgasms make me laugh. Other orgasms make me cry. Some orgasms make me feel energetic. Other orgasms make me feel tired after I have the orgasm. So no, they don't always feel the same during or after. But there are always those waves and that release at the end of pleasure and climax. Question 6, do I ever feel a complete release after having an orgasm? Absolutely. Yes, there's always a resolution. There's never a question mark. It's and either I had one or I didn't. During my first several sexual encounters when I had orgasms, I wasn't able to tell the orgasm from the generalized ecstasy of receiving oral sex from my partner. But now that I am more aware of my body and aware of my sexual response, now I can always tell whether there's been a release or not. Question 7, was masturbation supported in my home growing up? No, masturbation was just not discussed. It was not discussed in my home growing up. Sexuality was not talked about in my home growing up. Did I experience shame and guilt? I actually did not masturbate until the age of 21. I had my first orgasm with a partner at the age of 20, and then I started masturbating at age 21. Prior to that, it just didn't it didn't occur to me, honestly. I thought that orgasms came from partners. I thought orgasms came from other people. So it's not that there was shame and guilt. It's just that masturbation and sexuality were not there. How did I let go of shame and guilt to fully experience pleasure? I think that my shame and guilt around sexuality has come more from culture than from family. And I can think of some examples of when I've released shame and guilt because I have been around a woman who has been brave and bold and unapologetic in ways that I have not yet. So I would say that that's the primary way that I let go of shame and guilt is being inspired by other women. How did taking a body sex workshop affect my orgasms? And how does masturbation support my orgasms? Taking a body sex workshop didn't affect my orgasms directly, I don't think. But going back to the prior question, the women who I met in conjunction with the body sex community, through my continued exposure to them, they helped me to release lingering shame and guilt around sexual pleasure in general. And so, yeah, that was an indirect consequence of the body sex workshop that I went to. As for the actual occurrences of my orgasms, I wouldn't say that the body sex workshops affected like how I masturbate or anything. How does masturbation support my orgasms? I mean, I have most of my orgasms through masturbation, and lately all of them. So I masturbate to orgasm as my primary source of sexual pleasure. Question 9, are your orgasms alone different from orgasms with a partner? And do I always have an orgasm? Yes. Yeah. Orgasms alone do feel different from orgasms with a partner. How do they feel different? I would say that they just feel like different tactile sensations leading to a very similar level of ecstasy and release. And I wish I could be more detailed with that. Do I always have an orgasm with partners? I would say that my last several partners, most of the time I do. In the beginning, I didn't understand my body. And so I had partners in my 20s, and I didn't understand why I didn't have orgasms with them, just because I didn't know how my own body worked. But now I'm like my past several partners, yeah, most of the time I have an orgasm during partner sex, just because I'm able to explain how my body works if they don't already know or don't already explore that. And number 10, what would I tell my younger self about orgasm? Oh, so many things. I would say that, I would say that what I had learned about sex from my peers was wrong. And that sex was not necessarily a man putting his penis in a woman's vagina, that sex is for pleasure. And there are many, many, many ways to achieve that pleasure. And it can be done alone or with somebody else. I would tell my younger self that boys have penises and girls have clitorises, and that the clitoris is there for my pleasure, and that I should try touching it and see how it feels good and what happens. And I would tell myself in my 20s that I could stop expecting to have orgasms from a man putting his penis in my vagina because there was nothing wrong with me for the fact that I wasn't coming that way. And to, if I hadn't already, to embrace the clitoris as the primary female sex organ and to teach my partners that the way for me to climax during partner sex is to stimulate my primary sex organ, which is there just for my pleasure. How about that? All right. I think that's all. Thank you. Thank you so much. This has been awesome. Much love.